Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, analyst for Pro Football Focus. It's always a pleasure to welcome in Sam Monson. Sam, how are you this afternoon, man?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing well. I was reading to get ready for this interview your article up there at PFF.com ranking all 32 starting quarterbacks ahead of the NFL season. So this was before week one, and you had Aaron Rodgers way, way down. Now, it's not that far down, but for Aaron Rodgers, way, way down at number seven. That Aaron Rodgers that you saw on Sunday, Sam, where would he be on this list? If you were gonna rewrite this thing after 1 week, that dude that you saw on Sunday, where would he be on this list?
The dude that we saw on Sunday is the number one quarterback in the NFL. That guy was MVP Aaron Rodgers. That was him back to his best, and a guy that I don't think most people thought was still there. I think PFF generally has been fighting back a little bit against some of the blowback that Aaron Rodgers has in terms of, there's a lot of people that want to write him off almost completely, say he's a massively declining force. His PFF grade has always been a little bit better than some of the advanced statistics and the analytics say. But we would have said that, look, this guy has declined. He hasn't been at his very, very best since like 2014. That's a long time ago now. And I didn't know if that guy was still in there. But week one against Minnesota, he certainly was. Now, there's debate as to, well, look, how much was the fact that the Vikings have one of the worst defensive lines on paper in the league without Danielle Hunter there? They were starting a bunch of young guys in the secondary, all of whom were struggling. That defense, I think, was set up for a quarterback to look very good. But, ultimately, Rodgers looked absolutely phenomenal.
And really, I've read some of what you guys have written over there at Pro Football Focus and some of the other folks who take a data or analytical look at things when they're watching film, and he was squeezing those in some tight windows. I mean, relative to what he was seeing last year, guys weren't really all that open for Aaron Rodgers. That, I think that's one of the things that was so special about that performance on Sunday, was just some of the strikes that he was throwing through some relatively small windows.
Yeah, he was dropping in absolutely perfect passes, start to finish. The Vikings defense, personnel-wise, may be struggling, but they were still coached by, Mike Zimmer. They were still adjusting. They were doing things to try and slow down Rodgers. And every time they did, he just went to the thing that opened up. Oh, you're going to take away the seam? Well, then I'll run a beautiful dime down the sideline, drop it into a bucket. You're going to try and take that away? Well, then we'll just start hitting guys down the seam back and forth. So Rodgers, I think, was genuinely unplayable this past week. I don't think there was anything you could have done to stop him from being absolutely dominant. The only question is that guy going to be there for the full season? Nobody plays at that level all the way through the year. But if that guy shows up multiple times this season, that's somebody that I don't think people thought was still there. I don't think people thought he had that ceiling still left in him. And look, I honestly think people have forgotten how good that player was.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers back in 2010, 2011, even 2014, we were talking about him the way people are talking about Patrick Mahomes now, as this unparalleled talent. Nobody has ever had a greater ceiling than this guy. We'd been through a decade plus of Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, but they didn't have what Rodgers has. They didn't have the ability to move around, to manipulate the pocket the way he does, to throw these absolute lasers from weird angles on the run. If that guy is back this season, that makes the 2020 NFL season so much more interesting.
Yeah, I remember talking with Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus here on the Bill Michaels Show, Rami Makhlouf in for Bill today and tomorrow. I remember saying in 2016, if Aaron Rodgers keeps on performing at the level that he was performing and putting up the numbers that he was putting up at that time, people can count rings all they want. If a dude put up a career of playing at that level, he would have been and still could be the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion, Sam. And really, if you just want to take a single moment and take any quarterback at their peak, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody play the position at a higher level than number 12 has for the Packers when he's been at his best.
I agree. I think that's what people were saying, you know, back the last time when he was doing it consistently. And we just haven't really seen that guy show up for anything more than a few cameos over the past few seasons. But like, if he's back at that level, that changes everything. It changes the entire dynamic in the NFL. It changes the quarterback conversation from one of, you know, Patrick Mahomes and then the next closest guys to, like, Aaron Rodgers is every bit as good as that. Like, if that guy shows up week to week, everything is different.
Yeah, I said before the break, I stopped short of making any guarantees because my producer turned off my mic before I could jinx the Packers. But I said, if you get that dude, you might be talking about the front runners to win a Super Bowl, like the number one front runner to win a Super Bowl if you have elite peak Aaron Rodgers lining up under center for an entire season.
Completely agree. You know, Patrick Mahomes makes the Kansas City Chiefs the favorite for the Super Bowl every year as long as he's in the league. If Rodgers suddenly starts playing at the same level as Patrick Mahomes, it's the same story. You know, they're 1-1A in terms of Super Bowl favorites, or, you know, 1-1 in terms of conference, just because they have a quarterback playing at an absurd level that we just, you know, a level that very few players can ever touch and certainly can't play for any kind of extended period of time.
What else jumped off when you were watching the tape and doing your analysis of Sunday? Outside of Aaron Rodgers, what did you see that should give some Packers fans some hope moving forward in this season?
A big thing that should give Packers fans hope is that Drew Brees was almost the opposite. Drew Brees looked concerning. I know they won. And
for my fantasy team too, Sam. It's concerning for my fantasy team as well.
They won and they put up a decent number of points, but even with seven of those coming from the pick six, But Drew Brees' arm looks shot. I mean, it's happened. It's looked bad for the past couple of seasons. Late in the year, it looked bad week one, and that has to terrify New Orleans Saints fans. I know he had a deep shot in there, but even with that deep shot, he had the lowest average depth of target in the NFL this week. And I don't know if that offense can be as good as it needs to be if he can't make those throws anymore.
That is Sam Monson. Check out his work at Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. Also follow him on Twitter at PFF_Sam. Doing a great job breaking it down over there, Sam. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, and they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Give them a call at 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.